News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. The four men convicted in the 2012 Nirbhaya gang rape and murder case were hanged to death at 5:30 a.m. today, bringing to end a protracted legal battle of over 7 years. All legal routes to escape the noose closed on Thursday for the four men who brutalized a 23-year-old physiotherapy student in a Delhi bus with a barbarity that shook the nation. Mukesh Singh, Pawan Gupta, Vinay Sharma and Akshay Kumar Singh were held guilty of gang raping the young woman on the night of December 16, 2012, so brutally that she died of her injuries a fortnight later. Their death warrants were deferred by a court thrice on the grounds that they had not exhausted all their legal remedies and that the mercy petition of one or the other was before the precedent. On Thursday, however, all the legal routes seemed to have closed for the four men. The Supreme Court refused to entertain Mukesh Singh's last-ditch plea that he was not in the city when the crime took place. A bench of Justices R. Bhanumati, Ashok Bhushan and A.S. Bopanna said he had exhausted all his remedies and no fresh evidence can be entertained. The Apex Court also dismissed Akshay Kumar's plea, challenging the rejection of his second mercy petition by President Ramnath Kovind, saying no ground was made out for a judicial review of the decision. On a parallel track, Delhi Court dismissed the pleas of Akshay Kumar, Pawan Gupta and Vinay Sharma, seeking stays on their execution. The hanging of the four convicts brings the curtains down on the case that shook not just India but also the world with the details of its brutality. The widespread protests subsequently paved the way for a change in India's rape laws. Two other men were convicted for the crime. Ram Singh allegedly committed suicide inside Tihar jail in 2013 while the trial was still on. And the sixth, a juvenile at the time, was released in 2015. After spending 3 years in a correctional home, even though he was said to be the most brutal of the men. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Thursday appealed to the nation to observe a Janata curfew on March 22 in light of the coronavirus outbreak. This will be a symbol of our self-restraint and a resolve of our duties and national interest. It will prepare us for future challenges, he said. Modi appealed to all citizens not engaged in providing essential services to stay indoors from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. He also urged them to express their appreciation for the work being done by those in hospitals, airports, home delivery and the transport sector by ringing their doorbells, banging utensils or by clapping for 5 minutes at 5 p.m. on Sunday. For the past 2 months, lakhs of people have been working day and night, including doctors, airline staff, housekeeping staff, police, media, home delivery. These are not normal services. These people are themselves in danger of getting infected. The country is obliged to them, he said. At 5 p.m. we should stand at our doorsteps and clap hands and plates and ring bells to salute and encourage them. In his first address to the nation since the first case of coronavirus was reported in the country, Modi appealed to the business community to be sensitive towards those who may not be able to report to work in the coming days. The pandemic has greatly impacted the economic well-being of middle, lower middle and poor sections of society. I appeal to the business community to be sensitive to the economic interests of all those people whose services you are using, he said. It is possible that in the coming few days they may not be able to report to work. I appeal that you don't cut their wages, that you decide humanely and sensitively. They also have to feed their families. Modi asked people to avoid routine checkups at hospitals for the next few weeks in a step to avoid crowding. He also urged people who have booked appointments for elective surgeries and those that are not immediately necessary to postpone their engagements by at least a month. Modi announced the formation of a COVID-19 task force under the supervision of Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, saying it would work with state governments to ensure the economic impact of the pandemic was contained as much as possible. Besides, he advised people against panic buying. Steps are being taken to ensure that supply of milk, food items and medicines is not stopped, he said. Resolve and restraint. With these two qualities, India can fight the menace of COVID-19. Modi said that apart from March 22, in the coming weeks, people should remain indoors as much as possible, especially those above 65 years of age, as social distancing is the only effective preventive action against the spread of the pandemic. Modi made an emotional appeal to fellow Indians and advised them against being complacent in the fight against the pandemic. If you think nothing will happen to you if you roam around in the market, it's not the right attitude, he said, adding that such an attitude will jeopardize the person and his family. There is only one mantra to fight this pandemic, said Modi. Hum swasth to jag swasth. If I'm healthy, then the world is healthy. And India reported the death of a COVID-19 patient from Punjab on Thursday, taking the toll in the country to 4, the Union Health Ministry said. According to the ministry, the number of novel coronavirus cases in the country has risen to 173. The cases include 25 foreign nationals, 17 from Italy, 3 from the Philippines, 2 from the UK, 1 each from Canada, Indonesia and Singapore. The figure also includes 4 deaths reported from Punjab, Delhi, Karnataka and Maharashtra. The total number of active COVID-19 cases across India stands at 149 so far, the ministry said. According to it, 20 others have been cured, discharged or migrated, while 4 have died. Delhi has so far reported 12 positive cases, which includes 1 foreigner, while Uttar Pradesh has recorded 19 cases, including 1 foreigner. Maharashtra has 47 cases, including 3 foreigners, while Kerala has recorded 27 cases, which include 2 foreign nationals. Karnataka has 14 coronavirus patients. The number of cases in Ladakh rose to 8 and Jammu and Kashmir 4. Telangana has reported 6 cases, which include 2 foreigners. Rajasthan has also reported 7 cases, including that of 2 foreigners. Tamil Nadu and Punjab have 2 cases so far. Andhra Pradesh, Odisha, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Puducherry and Chandigarh have reported 1 case each. In Haryana, there are 17 cases, which include 14 foreigners. Through a show of hands, the legislators of Madhya Pradesh Assembly will decide the fate of the Kamal Nath government by 5 p.m. today, the Supreme Court ruled on Thursday. The proceedings of the floor test will be videographed and telecast live. The session of the MP Assembly that has been deferred shall be reconvened on March 20. A single agenda for the Assembly to hold floor test on March 20, citing by show of hands, read a part of the order passed by the Apex Court. A 2-judge bench led by Justice D.Y. Chandrachud asked the MP Assembly to reconvene for the trust vote after it was adjourned by Speaker N.P. Prajapati on March 16, citing the coronavirus outbreak. The court said if the rebel MLAs want to come to the State Assembly, the Director Generals of Police of both Karnataka and MP should provide them security. Hours later, Nath said his government will seek legal advice and study every aspect of the judgment. While the BJP publicly hailed the ruling, Nath in a tweet said, "We will study every aspect of the Supreme Court order, discuss it with our legal experts and take a decision on the basis of their advice." The MP Congress Legislature Party has issued a whip asking all its MLAs to remain present in the Assembly on Friday and vote in favour of the government during the floor test. The 3-line whip was issued by Congress's Chief Whip and Minister for Parliamentary Affairs Govind Singh. The opposition, BJP, also issued a whip, with the party's chief whip, Narottam Mishra, asking MLAs to vote against the 15-month-old Nath government during the trust vote. Former MP Chief Minister and BJP leader Shivraj Singh Chauhan, who had moved the Supreme Court, along with 9 other BJP MLAs, against the Speaker's decision to adjourn the House, said truth has prevailed and Nath's government was on its way out. Truth has prevailed. Attempts to lure away MLAs by all means proved futile, he said, describing it as a defeat of plans of Nath and senior Congress leader Digvijay Singh. The government will not be able to clear the floor test. We have full faith this government will fail in the floor test. After that, the path will be cleared for the formation of a new government in the state, said Chauhan. Welcoming the ruling, MP leader of opposition Gopal Bhargava said everything would become clear on Friday. Congress leader Jeetu Patwari, meanwhile, said his party was always ready for the floor test. The chief minister has said it himself. It was necessary the MLAs who were kidnapped be present here. Assembly is bound to obey the Supreme Court's order. We are sure and ready, he said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak. the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.